In the lobby of the Days Inn in downtown Prince George, there's a picture of the explorer Simon Fraser. It's remnant of the hotel's past as a Simon Fraser Inn, a name it held from its opening in 1961 until the year 2000, when it was sold and reopened as part of the Days Inn hotel chain. Now the building is changing hands again, or at least that's the plan, but before any sale happens, everything must go.
All the vending machines on every floor, the coolers out in the restaurants, and the pub's going to be wait for another week, from what I understand.
There are still guests in the hotel, but they'll all be checked out by the end of the month. And when they leave, so will a piece of Prince George history.
My name is George K. Blanes. George the barber, they know him here in Prince George. I've been here for 49 and a half years, barbering. And I'm the oldest barber in the oldest barber shop in Prince George.
George came to Canada with his family from Greece. He and his father opened this shop in October 1964. He still has an old bank calendar on the wall preserving the date. Every part of this shop is full of memorabilia. George has to be out by the end of the month.
And I guess the hotel sold, and it changed my life. You know, I was expecting to fulfill my commitment till next year. Unfortunately, I know I'm not going to be here, barber, forever. But I was hoping to get my 50th year here. It would have been nice to tell everybody in Prince George and all the friends and customers, more or less all the citizens of Prince George, thank them for the years they supported me.
George is 77 now with kids and grandkids, but he's not ready to quit just yet. He's hoping to find a partner to help open a new shop so he can keep on seeing his regular customers and make it to his 50-year anniversary.
Stay tuned. That's all I can say, but I can't say enough. The citizen of Prince George has supported me and my family. God bless, thank you, and life goes on. That's all I can say.
George's barbershop isn't the only tenant that has to find a new home. Riley's Pub is holding its last concert this week. Bartender and manager Justin Bassey has been working to make a community here.
Yeah, I want to be a little bit more of a live music venue for the town. Just a nice place where people can come in, have drinks, and enjoy some music from great bands around here.
There's a monthly variety show organized with the campus radio station, as well as a weekly blues night and a meat draw put on by the Elks Club. All of these are going to have to find new homes now. Although Justin is confident Riley's will be back in a new location, better than ever.
It's kind of like, you know, it's always going to have a place, but it's always going to be that place. When you walk by, it'll be, oh yeah, that was Riley's. That's where we had that band or this event. That's when we were, did like this crazy thing happen. And, you know, it's always going to have a little, you know, touch and go kind of area. But I think I'm more excited to move on and try to like open up another place. And yeah, I think it's a better location.
But while the pub and the barbershop are hoping to find new homes, the shutdown of the Days Inn could spell the end for Ladle's Soup and Sandwiches, and loyal customers are making sure they get one last taste.
Told everybody I knew about this place, and we actually got extra soup for tomorrow, because there's no tomorrow.
That was just one of many people I heard ordering extra soup for the road. One man bought 4 days' worth of his favorite. They have an intense loyalty to this food, and the man who makes it, Sean Mears. Sean didn't want his interview to be recorded, but he tells me he already had plans to move on when he was told the hotel was shutting down. He's getting married this August and is moving with his fiancée to Prince Edward Island. He hoped to find a buyer for Ladle's before then, but it's not looking good. But even if someone else were to take over, Sean's sole employee and right-hand man, Shane Zieglin, isn't sure it would be quite the same.
People never understand how much work it takes for the soups. Well, he gets here at like 3 a.m. and he's still making the soups like they're not totally finished by 10 in the morning if I get here at 10.
Sean's thought about writing down his recipes, but he's not sure what Yusei would be since he never takes measurements. Not that this method has ever hurt him. A few years ago, he put up a small notice that says, "Best soup in town. If you agree, please sign." Before long, the whole thing was covered, and so people started writing on the counter on the wall where you wait to pay. Today, there are hundreds of signatures from people all around the world. "Came here with my driving instructor before my test," reads one message. "Wish me luck." "Feeding my 4-month baby belly," says another. Birthdays, reunions, and lunch dates are marked on this wall. Sean's not sure what he's going to do with it. He can't exactly take it with him across the country. Most of the signatures are scrawled over each other in one giant mess that was filled long ago. But over in the far left, someone took a black marker and left a new message on a previously untouched door. It reads simply, "Gonna miss this place, Sean." For CBC Radio, I'm Andrew Curiat at the Days Inn in Prince George.